Another Pair of Eyes.
Writer Karen Anderson.
As we slide the canoe into the Betsy River, I tie a bandana around my hair and pick up a paddle. The water looks high, but before I comment, my husband says, "Water is low. I wonder if they've lowered the dam." "Water is low, I wonder?" Glad I didn't remark otherwise. Staring down at the muscular stems of water lilies, I remember Mary Oliver's poem, how she says the blossoms look perfect, but when she gets up close, each has a defect. I'm trying to recall the final stanza, how the imperfections add up to a larger perfection. When Dick says, "Stop paddling, please. I want to look at a bird in the tree." I hadn't noticed any bird. "I think it's a young eagle," he says. "Can you see it?" An hour later, we anchor the canoe to a log and eat our lunch of apples, bread, and cheese. While I'm watching a muskrat swim across the river, Dick grabs the binoculars. I peer into the sky, wondering what he sees. Grateful for this other pair of eyes that opened my own. And I wish I could always appreciate our differences as much as I do right now. "Rough-legged hawk," he says.